Looking ahead to next week, next Friday is National Day for Truth and Reconciliation, an important day and one that you're going to be hearing a lot about. And it's important for a lot of people, a lot of community. And there's a lot of folks out there who are wondering, maybe those same people, those, different groups and companies wondering how to plan for the day in a meaningful way. What does that look like? What should people keep in mind? Well, with some suggestions this afternoon, we're joined by Michelle Lean with Pipiguan Pitaguan, an Indigenous-owned, led, and majority-staffed communications and engagement company in Edmonton. Michelle, welcome to the show.
Hi there. Thanks for having me.
When you're hearing from different groups and organizations, over the past number of weeks as we lead up to next Friday, what are they telling you? Are they not sure what to do, how to do it, want to make sure that they're marking the day correctly? Tell us about that.
Yeah, we recently hosted a webinar intended for communications professionals, just talking about strategies for National Day for Truth and Reconciliation. And we were really overwhelmed by the response. We had 500 people sign up. We filled up the webinar from companies across Canada. And what we heard was, there's some anxiety, particularly for smaller companies or organizations that haven't previously done this type of work. There's some fear about that we don't know enough or that we're afraid of offending people or getting it wrong.
And that's what I wanted to ask you about, because I think that there are a lot of groups, there's a lot of organizations, there's a lot of individuals who want to do something, but they do have this fear of getting it wrong, of potentially offending somebody, and nobody wants that. So you have come up, the organization has come up really with some great recommendations on how to move through this. And let's start with this point, because I think it's an important one, and it's talked about often that reconciliation is more than just one day. It's a journey. It just doesn't happen on one day. It has to happen every day. That's something that's front and center.
Yes, absolutely. It's taken us several generations to be where we are today, and it's going to take several generations of work to sort of undo and make that right. So really putting it into perspective, if you think about it that way, you really realize it's not just about September 30th, it's about what we're doing all year long.
Yeah, and I think it's important to note that there's no... there's not just a program that you can unfold, do in an hour, and hey, it's all done, right? Like, it doesn't work that way, does it, Michelle?
No, it doesn't. And I think, one of the things that we shared with the people that attended was really looking to the calls to action as a guide to help you identify, like, what are some of the recommendations for the sector that I work in? What are some of the things that I can do, even as a Canadian? All employers have an obligation under the calls to action to educate employees. So even looking at that, what are you doing to educate your employees? Because the vast majority of people across Canada were not educated about the truth of what happened.
Truth and reconciliation go hand in hand, and that needs to be reflected. I mean, truth and reconciliation, I think for a lot of people, they hear it almost as a catch term, but truth and reconciliation are two very distinct items when it comes to this journey of healing.
Yeah, absolutely. And there's a lot of great resources that are out there. They're centered on Indigenous experiences and perspectives, and they're accessible. They're on the internet, and those are available. And that's a way that you can do that learning about the truth. And make that meaningful.
You talked about taking a look at the recommendations, the 94 calls to action. I think that's a really, really important starting point, to be honest with you. Take a read through that. And you're right, there are so many different areas and business areas and industry across the country that are mentioned in those recommendations, I think that's a great tip, and take a look at what that looks like for next Friday and for every day after that.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, I think once you sort of open your eyes and get involved in the dialogue around truth and reconciliation, you'll see examples of other organizations, businesses, industries across Canada that are making strides and taking that step. And so using that as inspiration, you know, for your organization can be really helpful as well.
And Michelle, I know people want to have these conversations, and these conversations can be very difficult ones. They can be challenging ones. And, you know, there's all different resources out there for folks to learn from. Do you have any advice on how to have those conversations and how to, I don't know, pump the brakes a little bit on the concerns about, you know, it being awkward or, you know, not screwing up somehow?
Yeah, I think, you know, seeking out like-minded organizations. There's so many organizations across Canada that are in the same boat, and we saw that. And so really, I think it's a couple things. It's one, being vulnerable. So recognizing, you know, you don't know everything, and nobody knows everything. We're all on this journey of learning about truth and reconciliation. And even as an Indigenous person, I'm on my own journey. And then I think approaching it with humility. So, you know, just recognizing, like, you might make a misstep, and that's okay. We're all sort of learning together.
Michelle, one of the points was, you know, you talk about timing and having to realize that this is all year long, and we've touched on this, but one of them says nothing about us without us. Can you expand on that for us?
Yeah, and that's just really being cognizant as an employer that, you know, the work of truth and reconciliation, it's work for all Canadians. It's not the work just of Indigenous people. Everyone has a role to play, and so not putting that emotional labor on your Indigenous employees. You know, you might think, oh, like, great, like, maybe I could run this idea by them, or maybe they can plan this activity. Maybe someone else could plan it, and maybe you could share and get some feedback from Indigenous employees if they wish to provide it. That would be my guidance in that area.
I think one of the things, and we've heard it, you know, a lot over the past number of years, and it's important, is that it's up to the rest of us to do that heavy lifting. It's up to us to learn, to educate ourselves, to ask questions, and not just turn to, you know, the Indigenous community to answer all the questions for us. Right? It's, you know, it's to sit down and take some time and learn it for yourself.
Yeah, absolutely. There's so many great resources out there to support organizations and individuals in their learning.
Michelle, some great advice that you just shared with us this afternoon. I sure appreciate you taking the time. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, you betcha. Michelle Lean joining us. She is the communications manager with Pitiguan, an Indigenous-owned, led, majority-staffed communications and engagement company in Edmonton. I can let you know next Friday on this radio station, there's going to be a lot of conversations about truth and about reconciliation as we mark National Day for Truth and Reconciliation.
I'm not just a pawn in this game.
Three nights a week on Global.
They're putting targets on their back. Massive.
Drama.
I guess you could say I'm in a showman.
They're just so in love and so annoying. Enough.
Betrayal.
The guy just put up his best friend now.
And plot twists.
What is happening right now?
You'll never see coming.
If you're coming for me,
this is perfect.
I'm coming for you then.
It'll be a battle.
Like, it'll be war.
Big Brother Canada. All new Tuesdays, Wednesdays, and Sundays on Global. Stream on Stack TV.